Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian Emily Winter, and I just want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I usually take a break right around the start of the summer here because people are out in the sunshine and not really thinking about ghosts, but I've been recording so many amazing stories lately that I just can't stop because I am just so in on these people and their stories, and it's just inspiring me to keep going. So I hope you're still enjoying the podcast even though the sun is shining. Ghosts and sunshine can coexist, I think. Let's just say that. I am a Writers Guild of America writer, a television writer. I am on strike. We are on our third week of striking. If you want to support me, I don't have a Patreon because I'm busy, man. I'm just so busy. How do people do it with all the jobs and the things and the comedy and the blah, blah, blah. But if you want to support me, you can just Venmo me, man. Anything that you want or can. It's at Emily-Winter on Venmo. Emily-Winter. That's how you can support me, your friendly neighborhood writer slash podcaster slash comedian. Through a time where I am not eligible for unemployment and I am spending most of my days out on the picket line trying to get a non-farmer's tan. Okay, what else? Oh, another cool way to support me and what I do is you could come over to Be Kind Video in Burbank on Thursday, May 25th at 7 o'clock because at 7:30, my husband, Chris Caligero, an amazing comedian, is doing an hour of comedy, and I am hosting the show, and our friend Katie Novotny, who's so funny, is opening. And my husband Chris is preparing to record an album in October. I am so excited for him. And so he's running his hour for the first time at Be Kind, and it's great. And if you want to come watch some comedy, it's pay what you can or what you want. There'll be refreshments, complimentary. That's that. So many us and ums. Do you think I'm lonely? Why am I talking so much today? Anyway, I'm sorry. I hope you enjoy this podcast because it's a great story and have a great day. And just, you know what? Do something nice for yourself. And you can Venmo me money, but if you want to buy yourself a nice coffee, just go for it. Just take that money and do that instead. I'm okay for right now. I'll let you know when I'm freaking out. Yeah. Am I talking myself out of getting money? Oh my God, I'm so bad at this. All right, enjoy the podcast. Today on the podcast, I am super excited to have actor, voice actor, and writer Veronica Wiley. Veronica, welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
So nice to be here.
I am so pumped because you just said before we started recording that you did not believe in ghosts until you had an experience. Having the biggest skeptic at then having their minds changed is such an amazing moment. So I'm so excited to hear your story.
Yeah, and I'm not the only one that this happened to, actually. I have another friend who also did not believe in ghosts until something happened to her in the same place that something happened to me.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll tell you her story too.
Where was it? Yes, absolutely.
So what's really interesting about this is I went to a really tiny, private, very religious university, and the theater is where this happened.
Ooh.
In this very religious like center, and that's which I think is really funny.
What city, or do you not want to say?
Oh no, it's fine. So it's Anderson University in Anderson, Indiana.
Oh, cool. I'm from Illinois, so it's nice. Yeah.
Midwesterner.
Absolutely. Where in the Midwest are you from? Are you from Indiana?
I am from Indiana. I grew up in Texas until I was 12, and then we moved to Columbus, Indiana, which is a real place, I promise.
I'm from the near Indiana border, and I played softball. So like the Indiana girls are really good at softball because I don't know why. They just like make bigger girls in Indiana or something.
I am 5'10", so there is that.
There we go.
Big in Texas too.
Okay.
But yeah, so from a pretty cosmopolitan, you know, fairly large city to tiny in the middle of nowhere town called Columbus.
And then you
go also happens to be the architectural capital of the Midwest randomly.
Did not know that. What do they got?
Sculptures all over the place, like really interesting buildings, and this really ugly red bridge that apparently is like a big draw for some reason.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
don't
Columbus, Indiana. Put it
know.
on the must go list when I'm in the
Yeah.
Midwest this summer, maybe.
All right, there you go.
So,
If, okay,
okay.
if you do go, first of all, hold on. If you do go to Columbus, Indiana, what you have to go to is a place called Saharico's. It's
Okay.
in the quote unquote downtown, which is one street. And it's an old fashioned soda fountain.
Oh, fun. That actually is like very fun and charming.
Yeah, it's really cool. They make this like cinnamon soda, which tastes like Christmas.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you're totally single-handedly changing my opinion of Indiana. That sounds wonderful. So then how far is this university from where you were from Columbus?
An hour and a half.
Okay. So you go there for college
Yes.
and then tell me everything. I'm so excited.
Okay. So the theater was a converted gym, and the person who donated the money to convert it was this woman named Bessie Byram.
What
And
a
so
name.
I know, right? So everyone's got stories about Bessie, the ghost that haunts Byram Theater. I did not see Bessie. So the way that the theater was set up was the stage was semicircular, and it had four sets of stairs leading into the house, two that were against the proscenium and two that led into the middle house aisles. But what we could do was take the apron off the stage and then build a thrust stage out.
Okay.
And when we did that, we had to take out the two center sets of stairs.
And so I'm assuming you were heavily involved in like the theater in college.
Yes. Yeah, I was a theater major, among
Oh,
other
there we
things.
go.
So we were doing the opera. We did an opera once a year, and it was always cast out of the music department, not the theater department. So I didn't know anybody, but I was working props.
Okay.
So we had built out this thrust stage. So the center two aisles were not, I mean, the center two, the aisles were there, but the center two staircases leading into the aisles were not there. We had taken them out.
Okay.
So I'm working props. I'm there for a rehearsal just to see which rehearsal props I still need. And I've got my list. And there are two ways to get up to the prop storage area. There is backstage right, which is where like the shop was, and there's just one set of stairs right up to where we store the props. Or I could go to backstage left, up a spiral staircase, through the dressing rooms, through the makeup room, through the booth, and that's like four doors I have to unlock. So I was going the easy way because
Yeah.
path of least resistance. So I'm walking across the stage and I happen to glance up and there's this guy in the back of the house. Yeah, and at
So
first
scary.
I know. At first, I thought that he was one of the music kids, but then I'm looking at him more closely. I'm like, he was not on stage tonight.
Like,
And
how old
so
is he? What did he look like?
he looked like a college student.
Oh,
He
wow.
had,
Okay.
yeah, he had like longish dark hair, and he was wearing a, what's really funny is like when I was telling my professor this the next day, he was like, was he dressed like a beatnik? And I was like, actually, now that you mention it, he was wearing a black turtleneck and black pants and then white tennis shoes for some reason.
Okay.
And so as I'm like trying to figure out who this person is,
Yeah.
he starts running up the house aisle, up the stairs that we had taken out. I'm like just off, like I'm like center left stage. He gets just about like down center, maybe 10 feet from where I am. I blink and he's gone. And then there was something, yeah. And then something like crashed backstage right, the direction that I was heading. And I looked and there was like this like shimmery stuff. So I went the other way.
Oh my gosh. Wait, what do you mean, like?
It didn't even occur to me not to go. And this is when I found out that I'm not a fight or a flight, I'm a freeze.
Okay. How what did it look like and like how big was it?
It was, I mean, I would say probably torso sized.
Okay.
And it just kind of looked like a haze of shininess.
Oh my gosh.
But it wasn't like a particular color, and it wasn't particularly dense. It was just kind of a vapor over
And
backstage right.
with the crash, did something like break or fall? Like,
I'm assuming a tool fell, but
yeah.
I did not investigate.
No, 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 no. Okay. So after this happens, you're like totally alone. Are you so scared or how did you feel?
So at first I was just stunned. And I was like, what just happened to me? And the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, he was not looking at me. He was looking through me.
Yeah.
So like he was not aware I was there. Like he just existed on a completely different plane, didn't see me at all. And then, so again, didn't even occur to me to leave the building without doing my job. So I go up the spiral staircase and I call my boyfriend at the time and leave the longest voicemail I've ever left in my life. I'm just like, hi, I think I just had an experience with a ghost. So I'm just going to stay on the phone and leave you a voicemail while I'm unlocking all these doors to get through to the props area. And I've got to find this prop gun. And I've never loved such a long voicemail in my life. It
Oh
was
my God.
minutes long.
I mean, yeah, it's so college kid to be like, I mean, I'll get in trouble if I don't finish this. And it's like, actually, you just saw a ghost, you can go.
Also, like I could just come the next morning and pick it up before rehearsal. Like I didn't need to have it for like a good 24 hours. But it never occurred to me not to go.
This is insane. So yeah, so tell me the follow-up and everything when you like told your professor and yeah.
So the next day I was like, so Ron, I had an experience with a ghost last night. And he was like, tell me everything. So I told him, and that's when he was like, oh, was he dressed like a beatnik? And I was like, yeah, actually he kind of was. And apparently in the 70s, there was a kid who went to that school. He was not a theater major, but he spent a lot of time in the theater, but he knew going in, he had a terminal illness. So he knew he wasn't going to actually graduate, but he wanted the college experience. And yeah, he died in his dorm room, but he spent a lot of time in the theater. And that's the prevailing theory on who I saw.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad and
I
sweet.
know, sad and sweet. And like, but also, yeah, just fascinating. And like I said, I didn't believe in ghosts. And then this happened to me. And now I believe in ghosts.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Oh, what was his
Yeah.
name? Do you know his name?
I don't know his name. I
Yeah.
named him Ghosty.
Yeah, that's a
So
good one.
like after that, every time I was leaving the theater, I'm like, bye, Ghosty.
Oh, was he cute? Did you have a hot ghost?
I actually don't remember what his face looked like.
Because it's so shocking that you're like, who is this? Why is he dressed like this? What is happening?
And I mean, it was one of those things where if someone else told me the story, I don't know that I would believe them. But it was too long for it to have been a trick of my eyes. You know, it was like several seconds that I'm watching this person run at me.
Oh my God. That is
And
an
he looked,
amazing story. I love it.
thank you. Yeah, he looked completely solid until I blinked and then he was gone.
God. So you said that your friend had like a similar experience there, or was it, yeah.
Yeah, I had another friend who also did not believe in ghosts. She was a few years ahead of me. But when she graduated, she stayed on and taught a couple of the classes, including the improv class. And she, similar situation where she was alone in the theater. There was one other person there, but she was in the office. And so Ruth, my friend, was backstage right. And she heard something above her, and this theater was tiny, 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 tiny. So we had to find storage in like all sorts of unlikely places. Like the wall behind the stage was a false wall. We could open it, and we had stuff stored back there. We had planks above the stage where like extra furniture was stored and stuff. So she hears something above her where a bunch of like furniture is stored, and she looks up and she sees this face peering down at her. And she goes, Christian, what are you doing up there? And then Christian comes out of the office. She's like, what? And there was nobody else there.
Was it the same guy or was it like a different person?
She just saw a face. I don't think she could tell whether it was a male or female
Okay,
face.
okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And
Why
then
are theaters so haunted?
I know, right? I think because of the energy of the emotions that happen in a theater.
That's so smart. Yeah.
So then, like, so I told another friend the next year about what happened to me, and she was like, "Oh, that's a cool story." And I'm like, "You don't believe me, do you?" And she's like, "No." And I'm like, "I get it. I really get it." And then, like, 2 or 3 weeks later, she comes up to me and she goes, "I believe you." And I was like, "What happened?" So she apparently, same situation. She was the last one in the theater, and she hears music.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and she's like, "Where's that coming from?" And so she follows it, and she goes on stage to the false wall behind which we have a whole bunch of like stuff stored, including a piano. She hears the music behind the wall. She opens the wall. No one's there. Music stops.
Oh, this theater is so haunted.
I know.
Oh my God. Holy cow. So multiple friends have had experiences in this theater and you. So now that you believe in ghosts, do you feel more like spiritually connected? Have you had any other things happen, or is this just like a one in like, yeah.
So far, I have not had any other experiences.
It's amazing, but it's like this is amazing because it's corroborated by other people that have had other experiences there. And like, oh God, I love a theater story. That is awesome.
And then my theater professor also saw something, but he doesn't know whether this was actually a ghost or just someone who was really quick. The theater was connected to the cafeteria randomly. There's like this hallway. The door was like supposed to be locked, but we would often leave it unlocked so we didn't have to go out into the cold to get from the cafeteria to the theater.
Smart.
So he sees these two people dressed in 70s clothing walking hand in hand down that hallway that was supposed to be off limits. And he was like, "Hey, you're not supposed to be in here." And he goes and locks the door and he turns around and they're gone.
Oh my God.
Now, they could have just been very fast out the front door. So I don't know for sure that that's a ghost story.
But just with everything going on in this theater, it's like, likely, you know,
It's
it's
not,
very
it's not unlikely. There is a non-zero chance.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I have one more story, but it didn't happen in this theater.
Okay, tell me. Oh, it's a different, is it a different theater story?
It's a different theater story.
Ah, amazing. Okay. Oh, tell me everything. This is awesome.
Okay. So this was an outside director who had been hired to do a show at the theater. She worked in Indianapolis primarily, and primarily as a costume designer. So one particular theater in Indianapolis, and I can't remember which one it is, but it had rented a couple of like apartments in a building next door to help store some of their stuff because like our theater, it was really small, didn't have a lot of storage, but it had expendable funds and so it could, rent storage essentially. So she was in this apartment building looking through, wardrobe options for this show, and she had her 4-year-old daughter with her. And she hears her daughter talking in the other room. And so she goes to investigate. She's like, "What are you doing?" And the little girl goes, "I'm talking to the lady without a head." Yep. And this little girl is just staring at this spot in the middle of the room, talking to someone without a head. And she's 4. Like, where would she get the idea that this person doesn't have a head?
So what did this woman do?
I believe she took her daughter into the room with her and never brought her to work again.
Being a parent is so hard. Like, you
Know.
can't.
Like,
I
what
see
do you
what
do
you're.
when you're like, "Okay, so my kid sees ghosts. What do I do about this?"
Like, a babysitter is so expensive, but then if I take her to work, she's gonna talk to the lady with no head again. So, like, since,
And the best
okay.
part was the kid was like not scared at all. Just super matter of fact, like, "Oh, I'm talking to a lady without a head."
Oh my God.
Okay.
So, what do you think a ghost is? Like, the guy that you saw, like, what do you think that is?
So I used to watch Ghost Hunters with some friends of mine after this whole thing happened, because all of a sudden I was like very interested in ghosts. And they called this, oh God, what was it? It was essentially like like a skipping record. Is kind of how I imagine they have a name for it that I forget now, but basically it was just this memory on a loop that is this energy that couldn't leave the building that was sometimes visible, sometimes not, but just continuously happening.
So you don't think this
That's
poor
what
guy
I
is like stuck in the gym?
I don't think so. I certainly hope not. I think it's residual for him at least, residual energy.
Energy. Oh, and I want to know what the lady with no head is. Oh
I
boy.
know, right? I have no
Like,
idea.
what are you?
But I mean, if she was talking to a 4-year-old girl, then she had a consciousness.
Yeah, it's so different from something that, like you said, sees through you, and like clearly it's just like you're not on the same plane, you know?
Yeah. Or maybe, multiverse situation. I don't know. The bubbles overlapped for a second.
It's so confusing, and yeah, I'm so interested with people that have experiences. Like, what? Like, how do you feel? Like, what do you think this actually is? And like,
Yeah,
what?
I don't know. I'm agnostic, so I literally don't know, and I don't believe that we can or should know.
I like that.
So it's kind of like I really don't have a good answer for that, except that what I think it probably, maybe, hopefully is just residual energy repeating in a loop.
Yeah. Would you be open to seeing another ghost, or are you like, I never want to have that experience again?
I'm on the fence because I've had friends who have had like actually scary experiences, but if it's another like benign experience like mine, then I would actually really enjoy having another experience.
Yeah. I love this episode. This is an amazing story. Veronica, unless there's anything else you want to talk about, please let everybody know where they can find your work and find you on the internet and everything.
Sure. You can find me on IMDb. I am an actor. I most recently was on 911 Lone Star and The Offer. Excuse me. And I'm also in pre-production for a script I wrote called Good Vibrations, which is a sex positive romantic comedy about a sex therapist who's a virgin.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Congratulations. Anything else you want to plug or talk about before we wrap up?
Oh no, just that we're in the funding stages for Good Vibrations. So if anyone is interested in funding a sex positive romantic comedy, let me know.
Yeah, tell them where can people find it on the internet and stuff, or like where can people find your if you have a GoFundMe or anything?
We are going to be setting up a WeFunder eventually.
Great.
But also my website, www.veronicawiley.com. They can contact me through there and we have initial funds, so we're hoping to get the rest of them soon.
Oh, amazing. Well, it was great to meet you. Thank you so much for joining the podcast.
So nice to meet you too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you want to throw me a follow, I am on Instagram at Emily MC Winter. Again, that's Emily MC Winter. Also, rating and reviewing the podcast helps people find it so we can keep growing, and that's good for the whole world.